possible, but the role of Camille is getting to be a bore.
I imagine so. Samantha poured the fragrant tea into cups.
But you may as well get used to it, Bree. You've got the part for a month's run.
She transferred a large gray-striped cat from Sabrina's lap to her own, offered Sabrina a steaming cup, and sat on the rug.
Has Shylock been keeping you company?
He's a terrible snob.
With a wry smile, Sabrina sipped at her tea.
He did graciously allow me to scratch his ears. I have to admit I'm glad you brought him with you. He's my biggest entertainment.
She sighed and lay back against the pillows, regarding her sister seriously.
I'm ashamed to be lying here feeling sorry for myself. I'm lucky.
She rested her hand on her stomach in a protective gesture.
I shall have my baby, and I sit here moaning about your waiting on me.
You're entitled to moan a bit, Bree, said Samantha, immediately sympathetic.
You're used to being active and busy. I've no right to complain. You gave up your job and left home to come out here and take care of me.
Another deep sigh escaped, and her gray eyes were dangerously moist.
If Dan had told me what you were planning to do, I would never have allowed it.
You couldn't have stopped me.
Samantha attempted to lighten the mood.
That's what older sisters are for.